Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. We are working on your financial freedom. Glad to be with you today. Maybe you're listening today and you think, you know what? The journey that I've been on, the road that I've been on, where I am right now, there's no way I will ever make it to financial freedom. I don't have the skill set. I've got the wrong career, whatever the case may be. A lot of times I feel like every week this tweet that I saw, I think I actually saw it on Facebook, but it was tweeted like 10,000 times. It says, every horse movie ever. People don't think this horse can go fast, but it do. It go real fast. And when I read that, I just laughed. I thought that was hilarious because I've seen a lot of horse movies in my life, and that is the truth. Every single horse movie, it's about a horse that can't run, that runs. And every week, I bring you people who have a million possible excuses or reasons, maybe geographic problems, born in the wrong country, maybe career choices. It just doesn't seem to fit with real estate investing or financial freedom. All kinds of paths and experiences from different people who you would look at them and you'd say, I don't see financial freedom from real estate investing for whatever reason. That's not the first thing I would think. Like Steve Zesserman, the symphony bassist I had on a couple of weeks ago. Symphony bassist, real estate investor, those just don't seem to go together. It's kind of like on Sesame Street, which one of these things do not belong. And today, I'm going to introduce you to someone, Hi Lee. He is a tremendously successful real estate investor, has a fascinating story, has come a long way, like around the world, to get where he is today. And so I'm really excited to have him. Hi, good to have you with us today. Starting out, I just want to want folks to get to know you a little bit. Just share with us kind of your background up through the time that you began working.
Hello, David. It's my pleasure to be joining your talk show radio today. I came here as a refugee at the age of 13, and I kind of put myself through school. Once I get out of school, I pretty much worked the W-2, earning my ways through college to try to and after that to bring my family over here and try to establish a foothold for myself. And up to that point, I pretty much did everything like everybody else was doing.
Yeah, I need you to hold on for just a second, because you said some really significant things. I know they're your story. You went through it. It's not a big deal now because it's you. But people are listening, and I know there are probably people listening. Maybe they've been through a hard time in the last year with COVID, been laid off, whatever the case may be, or maybe just in life. They've kind of had different paths that have caused some frustration. But you came here at age 13. I like you say, I put myself through school. Age 13, you went to University of Texas. Is that correct?
I went to ACC, University of Texas, and then end up my ultimate degree, which I graduated in, was nursing, which is from UT Health Science Center in the Medical Center. So I pretty much had to figure what I was going to be. I did a little bit of wandering around like most of new college, because I did not have a good mentor or adult in my life at that point in time, because I came in at the age of 13. All I had was a overseer, not really assisting me with career choice or anything like that. So I did have to figure my way around trying to find a career for myself. So I did end up going. And I actually ended up graduating finally from UT Health Science Center.
And usually when people are successful, they have somewhere in their, there's something in their life that is kind of their big why. It's the thing that drives them. And for you, what was the thing that drove you to put yourself through school, get a job, and start doing that? I know you mentioned it at the beginning of the show. Go ahead and repeat for that what that was.
Yeah, it's really my family and my escape to freedom at the age of 13 from a communist regime. My family up to that point has you know, accumulate. They pretty much pulled together a lump sum of money enough to for me to make that escape from communist Vietnam. And at that point in time, my success was my only hope to my family. So that was my driver to make sure I put myself through school, get enough education to get a good job, so that way I can assist them. In life, so that was my drive.
So your family put together enough money to get you free, and then your goal was to free the rest of your family, get them here, so they could have a life of freedom as well. Yes. Which is kind of interesting, because we talk about financial freedom on here all the time, and people say, "Oh, that's so tough." Hey, getting free from a communist country—that's a lot tougher. So, get it up, get in the game. We will help you find financial freedom, and I find that so inspirational, High, and I really appreciate you just sharing that. That's an amazing story. So you began then working as a nurse. Where were you? Were you in Houston?
I was in Houston. I worked for a hospital and a medical center that used to, everyone in Houston would have known it as Herman Hospital. It's now part of Memorial Hermann system, but originally that's when I started.
Go ahead and tell us again. I know you mentioned that also as well, but what were you doing for retirement? What were you future, for your family?
Yeah, so, the hospital system had a 403B for nonprofit hospital system, so which is similar to 401K, so I took advantage of that and just pretty much put away enough for a match, more than a match, actually. I put 10% away up to that point, and at the same time trying to pay off my house that I was purchasing.
So you wanted to have your house, your home completely paid for.
Right. That's pretty much the way I was brought up. Everything's paid for.
Yeah.
And no debt. It's a fear of debt is almost, it's like, but debt is a four letter word in our vocabulary. Pretty much up to that point, as far as I know. So we went along with that path and trying to pay off the home and stock away as much as we can on the 403B.
Great. Hey, hang with us through the break. We're going to continue with High Lee and his investment success. Glad you're with us today.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, "What do you do for a living?" And he said, "Del, I own real estate."
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom. I am with High Lee today. Before the break, he shared with us he came here at age 13 as a refugee from Vietnam. High Lee. I said his name wrong. I just said it wrong again. High Lee. Did I get it right that time?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, good, good. So came here in 1982, age 13, as a refugee, went to school. His driving force was he was the ultimate breadwinner for his family, wanted to get his family here with him to escape communism. Went to school, became a nurse, and was working here in Houston, Texas. And so, hi, what was kind of the trigger that caused you to actually begin to think about real estate?
Yeah, so while working, I noticed some ways, things that people would have treated as employees. And also, in the back of my mind, I always feel like there's got to be something more to it, because gaining my freedom from a communist regime, saying, okay, and it's the harrowing trip where, you know, majority of people perish on the open ocean, a similar trip. So I figure, okay, there must be some meaning behind what I'm, why I made the trip. And also, at work, I feel like, okay, there's supposed to be more to it than W-2, because I don't think the W-2 was going to be able to retire me and let me do what I want to do. So I feel like there's got to be something more to it, and I want to keep looking for it. And I feel at some point I figure business is going to be something, some sort of investment would be it. And started out, I was thinking my 403B was the investment.
Sure.
So I was plowing everything all in. And at that point in time, it was doing okay until it didn't do so well. But that was my thinking. It's going to be some sort of business, but I mistaken my 403B stock investment as the business.
If you're listening, what he's talking about is similar to a 401K that you may have, or an IRA, kind of same kind of investment vehicle. Go ahead and continue.
Right. Yeah, so I was thinking that was the business side of my investment until I didn't do so well. But also during my working at one of my work route was at a point where I become a home health nurse. So I was working as a home health nurse, and I was listening to talk to AO mainly for traffic. So when I was at that point in time, there was not Google. I was listening to, I believe, talk radio to get traffic news. So between going from house to house to visit patients
right.
at their home. And in between that is when I started listening to Dale. And most of the time it was bits and pieces, because I have maybe about 10, 15 minutes or 20 minutes between houses. So, but the accumulation of those short episodes, I was able to accumulate enough to acknowledge that I need to dig out some more about lifestyles and start listening in more and trying to plan. And then shortly after that, I planned my routes. So that way I have enough time to listen to Dale when he does come on. That gave me enough information where I become more interested and come in for the free two-day workshop, or actually the case study first, and then after
right.
that the two-day workshop, yes.
So case study or the free workshop was your first exposure?
The case study.
Right. Case study. Okay, great, great. Hey, folks, as you're listening, case study, every month we have two single-family case studies and a multifamily case study, which means, for instance, someone like Hi was the case study a couple years ago. He told everything about a deal. We had about 300 people in the room. Now we're live streaming them all. We will go back to live case studies. But he told everything about the deal, and then people ask questions, and we share all that information, and we do that every single month. And that's one of the ideas behind Lifestyles, is surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people and learning from success. And that's what we do with case study. So that was your first exposure. And what did you think when you walked out of the case study?
Well, I was quite curious, but also in somewhat questioning. I didn't quite believe it. Prior to Lifestyle, I did purchase a couple of real estate courses, but those were mainly videos and books, where it didn't quite take me far enough. So when I heard of Lifestyle, I was like, okay, maybe not so, it's too good to be true, almost in a way. So I did come back for another case study again, to kind of listen again and start trying to see, okay, is there something wrong here? Do I see anything wrong? It almost like I want to prove myself wrong instead of taking that information as is at the point in time. So I keep thinking, okay, there's got to be some trick in here somewhere. So
absolutely.
I was, looking out for those kind of things rather than just running with that information I've gained it up to that point.
And so after the second time, I guess that's when you joined, correct?
Right.
And went to the two-day class?
Yep.
And so that two-day class, what were the aha moments for you during that? And that was Dell teaching that Saturday and Sunday is 16 hours of education. Kind of what were the big aha moments for you as you went through that?
There were so multiple because I have no business background or any kind of training experience in that area. So the biggest one was, one of the biggest one was the NOI, learning how to value a property. Where you can actually make an impact on the NOI and ultimately impact the value of the property. So you can
NOI,
make those kind of things.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, NOI is net operating income. And the idea behind between apartment communities, if you can increase that NOI, that net operating income, by 10%, you can increase the equity by 100%. And that is the power. You can force the property to appreciate, which you cannot do with single family homes. So that was one of your big takeaways. What were the other ones?
The other ones were almost in a way part of what Dell frequently draw pictures of the past of a real estate investor, where you would start out buying one house, two house, then three house, and then end up with a fourplex, and then eightplex, and then 12-plex, and then moving on to apartments. At that point in time, I figured, okay, the shortest path between two points is a straight line, so I went straight to multifamily. So it's an aha moment, but also helped me make my decision up to that point to go to multifamily. And it fits with the plan I have with keeping my job continue working and investing passively at that point in time. So that works well with that. But also another piece that always draws a picture, which I like Dell's presentation, is where he draws those kind of picture where you are dependent, interdependent, and independent. So I figured from that presentation that with a W-2 job, I'm in the dependent mode. Which is I'm pretty much rely on my W-2 to survive and
rely on your job,
and to retire.
And their goodwill. Their goodwill to keep you employed while you're doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So and also to see the whole picture of not only the path of real estate investor, but also where I am in that path. I'm still a dependent. And to realization, say I need to reevaluate my position here in life.
All right. Hey, we're going to follow along with High on his investing journey when we come back to the other side of the break. Glad you're with us working on your financial freedom.
Dell Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom. I know during the break you probably heard, if you were listening, maybe you did, that we do have a free workshop, and that is a live stream class. We teach you how to retire in 5 years or less. We share with you the five ways that you make money in real estate, which you're not able to do with any other asset class that I know of. And I am actually doing the one this Tuesday, May 11th at 6:30 Central Time. Would love to have you join me. If you have never been to a free workshop, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com and sign up for one of them. Love to have you at mine, but they're all good. All my teammates, I've got three other teammates that do the free workshops online, and it's fantastic. I want to get you there and get you started on your path to financial freedom. We share with you just the broad spectrum of everything that we teach in Lifestyles Unlimited, how to do single family and multifamily investing and retire you in 5 years or less. And speaking with Hai Lei today, who, as I said before, came at age 13 as a refugee from Vietnam, had a driving force. He's the ultimate breadwinner for his family to get his family here so they can escape communism and be free in the United States. And then once he was here, he realized there's another freedom that he needed, and that was freedom from that W-2 income, from that corporate, what we call it, a middle-class mindset, an employee mindset, that you're going to work for a company for a long time, and they're going to take care of you with a paycheck during your life, and then a retirement through things like a 401k. And problem with that is it takes about $1 to $1.5 million is what experts tell us you need to retire. And how are you going to get there? And we find we can retire you in 5 years instead of 40 years is the idea behind that. And so the trigger for him to come to Lifestyles Unlimited was looking for that better path to financial freedom. So Hai, I do want to add one thing. You said they're single family investing, multifamily investing, and you went straight to multifamily. And that's actually what we encourage people to do. If you have enough money, we say go straight to multifamily, because the returns, the increase in your net worth is going to be a lot quicker than with single family. So, Hai, you started out with that, and you went into a passive deal. Tell us about that first passive deal that you did. Yeah, I know you got into it about 4 months.
Yeah.
Tell us about that process.
Within a few months of joining, I put all my money into first passive deal, and the money I came up with was, you know, sort of $10,000 cash I had in my account at that point, and I took out a loan on my payoff home, and my house at that point only could only pull out $40,000, and then I put out a $50,000 loan on my 403b account, which is the max you can take out. So all that together was $100,000, and I put that into my first investment. So that's how I came up with the money altogether.
Okay, Hai, you just said something that is striking terror into some people's lives. Number one is there are people out there, they've been listening to Dave Ramsey, and they're like, I got my house paid off, I never have to worry about anything again. You took money out, you had your house paid off, and you pulled money out of it. The other thing you did,
right,
which some people are thinking that's just insane, you took money out of your 401(k), which is the same as a 401k. You took a loan from there to go and invest in real estate. Tell me, so obviously you're taking that really seriously, and you're doing this because you're the ultimate breadwinner for your family. What drove you to take that kind of leap of faith?
Yeah, and that's really quite a big leap, because I was I'm not only putting at risk my own money, but my opportunity for the rest of my family also to seek freedom. So at that point in time, I feel like okay, this is it, and it's just a matter of how fast I need to go. So that's why I kind of pulled money all together fast. My 401k at that point in time, I needed money fast, and loan was the fastest way to do it.
Yeah.
To get that money together.
That is, folks, the biggest risk is not losing money. The biggest risk is not making a change and continuing with a map that will never get you to financial freedom. That's the biggest risk. And so I want to encourage you to have that mindset that Hai had that caused him to do all that. And all you have to do right now is take a risk, is go to the free workshop. That take that first step, and then you can decide what you're going to do after that. So you took all that money. Were you scared when you put that into that first deal?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That was the my first path foray into any type of investment, and pretty much that was all the money I was able to scrounge up at that point in time. So, yeah.
And how did
I was
you
really nervous?
So the lead investor, and folks, if you're listening, you don't know what we're talking about. There was a lead investor. He found a property. He's going to be on the note. He has other partners like High who will put money in passively. They don't do the work. He does the work. The lead investor does the work, gets an override for that. But they get the benefits of that forced appreciation, the depreciation, the tax benefits. They get all those benefits. They flow through to the passive investors. How'd you find the lead investor?
Different networking events and the case study. Seen the lead present himself, and just from meeting with in the networking events with the other people within Lifestyles, and I was able to, I was able to talk with the lead investor before he started finding the property, and then continue talking and learn about the investment after that when he actually proceed with the making an offer and go into that deal.
And how much money did you put into that deal?
I put $100,000 all together.
$100,000. That's a lot of money. With all that background that you have and what we just talked about, taking money out of your house, taking money out of 401k, that is a lot of money. And how did that pay off for you?
We turned out making about 8% pretty consistently. We started receiving distribution with about 6 to 8 months afterwards and continue on until it was sold, and actually at the time as we were sold, I got 120% back.
Got 120%. So not something you could have done in your 401k or with a mutual fund or with any stock that you're going to be buying through that mutual fund?
No, not at all.
Yeah, yeah. And so you had good success on that first one, and what was your next step then?
So after I pulled together $100,000, I did not have any more money. So I had to go back to work and keep making that money. And each time I was able to gather enough $100,000 lump together, I came back and talked with the leads again and say, okay, I'm ready to put another another deal. So that's why I kept doing it, was pulling together another $100,000. Get another deal and then go back to work and then make another $100,000 and come back and put another deal. So that's what I was doing. Just keep my W-2, continue working extra overtime or whatever I can find just to make that money so I can come back and put invest more, continue investing in multifamily passive partnership.
Were you able to get your family here?
Yes, I did. I do have my family here now.
That's great. That's great. That is tremendous. So you're doing the passive investing, which folks, it requires no work. It's basically mailbox income. Now it's, the money's direct deposit. You've got somebody else doing all the work. And so you decided that you wanted to be a lead investor in around, I think, 2015. Why did you want to work?
Yeah. That's a good question. At the end of 2014, three of the deals I was in exited about the same time. And up to that point, I never had that much money all at one time. Because every time I was making enough money, I was pulling together enough money, I would go put into another deal. So about late 2014, early 2015, I usually have a bigger bundle of money than I'm used to. And then just talking with other passive partners, they encouraged me to, become a lead.
Pause right there. We're going to hear it. He has huge success on the other side of the break. So hang with us through the break, please.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop.
register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
David Ruzicka, I am talking with Hi Lay today, and I want to kind of lay out the path for you. Because where we end up is a long way from where we start. Because where we start is he comes to this country from Vietnam as a refugee at age 13 in 1982. Has nobody really to help him. Goes to school, pays his way through school, goes to college, becomes a nurse. He's the ultimate breadwinner for his family, wants to get the rest of his family here. Realizes that his W-2 income is never going to give him the financial freedom that he wants. He fled communist. He wanted to have freedom from communism, got here. Now he wants financial freedom. That caused him to check out Lifestyles Unlimited before Lifestyles Unlimited. Okay, first of all, new person in the country, wasn't raised here. Then as he joins Lifestyles Unlimited, before that, he owned a paid-off personal home. That was his real estate investing experience. He had bought a couple of real estate courses, hadn't done anything. Joins Lifestyles, starts getting into passive deals. If you're sitting there right now and you're thinking, what can I do? You're listening to the story of a guy who got every bit dime he could together, took it out of his 401k, it's a similar thing, 403b, I think, and from his home, put that in a deal, started getting into passive deal after passive deal, having great success, 100% plus returns, and in 2015, three of those deals sold, so he had a big chunk of money, and at that point, he's relying on lead investors to do the investing for him. And Hi, why don't you take it from there? You had this big chunk of money. It surrounded yourself with successful, like-minded people, which is what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. And what happened from there?
Yeah, not only just the successful people, but also other people who were also passively investing. And through their encouragement from people in the same partnership I was in, that I became a lead and started looking for property. We did end up purchase a 32 unit property in 2015. Through all the road trips and all the learning seminars, I was able to turn that property around. We initially projected that at 8% return, and we bought it in 2015, and it was sold in June of 2018. And for the 3 years of ownership, we delivered a total of 259% return. So 100% of the original investment, and on top of that, 159% return. So for the three years, it's about 50% per year.
And so, wait. 259% return. You're a complete amateur. You're a nurse. I mean, nurse, real estate investor. Yes. Those don't really seem to go together. And yet, you took the education from Lifestyles. You took the mentoring, and you went out and you were able to give your investors a 259% return. Folks, as you're listening, I want you to understand this is the kind of thing that happens all the time, and we share these stories in free workshop in the case studies all the time. So you did all that. Now continue on.
Yeah. And not only that, along the way, we were able to win a couple of awards. One is a National Apartment Association Award in 2017 and the Houston Apartment Association Award 2018 on that property. I mentioned that to emphasize the point that as a nobody, not knowing no real estate experience, no business experience, I was able to, with the knowledge from Lifestyle and the training, I was able to turn a property around and be able to achieve that result because of Lifestyle and the what I would say is the collective, which is the analogy I like to use. If anyone sees the Star Trek fans, you're familiar with the Borg.
You will be assimilated.
Yes. But in this case, I wanted to use the angle of where all the partners, all the members, accumulation of all that knowledge and experience together is what helped me. And that's
exactly
what was behind me in able to propel a property from what it was to be able to receive that financial result and win those awards. So not only that I was able to make money for my partners, but I was able to operate a property at the same level as what the Houston Apartment Association members are doing, and also at the national level as they're doing. So I want to emphasize that because the level of expertise and know-how within lifestyle is there for the taking, and it's just as long as you are able to apply that knowledge into operation, then you can pretty much do, and that's what I did, really. I'm just with someone with no experience and no background in business, and that was my first business as hands-on, and I was able to make that change, yes.
Yeah, you just follow the instructions. And so, folks, so as you're listening, so it's clear, National Apartment Association, what that means is that High took the education, he went out, took the mentoring, went out and bought a property and ran it with such excellence that he was awarded, in his category, the best apartment operator in his category for 2017. And same thing with the Houston Apartment Association. And this is not somebody who has 30 years of experience doing apartment investing. This is someone who has done a couple of passive deals and went out and bought a property, ran it with such excellence that he was honored by the largest apartment association in the United States as being the best in his class. That's huge. Hi, tell us about the apartment, what it started out as, and kind of what you did to bring that kind of return to your investors.
Yeah, so it was in an area where it's not known to be safe, and that was the and also it was more on the dead end street where, you know, people don't go out and dump trash and kind of throw stuff that they couldn't fit into the trash bin down in that corner where nobody goes and nobody sees. So it's in that area. So I was able to clean that up, reinforce the fence around it, partner up with the Houston Police Department as a Blue Star certification program. So work all those angles to make sure that the property is safe and some place where people would want to have their family and for a place where the kids are able to go out and play in that same community. So, that is a part of investing. Now we just trying to improve the economic return for the investors, but also we're delivering a good, nice place for people to live in and people want to go to. And that's how I think I was able to win those awards, mainly because I was able to turn around a property where, you know, people didn't like to be at, but now they're beating them into something that people want and desire to be in. So I think that is really the work that I see myself as the lead when we do those kind of investments, is really to deliver a good, safe place for people to live and grow their family.
Yeah, that's huge. Did you do some rehab on the property as well?
We did do some rehab, but we start out not knowing how much, being that it's my first time. So from talking with different investors and lead and my mentors to figure out what it was. And we did it as a gradual process where we test out certain upgrades and to be sure that it's not something that, you know, people in that submarket desires.
Right, and then once that the market would support it.
Exactly. So once we were able to prove that, then that's when we start ramping up on that rehab program to deliver more of the same kind of the stuff that people actually desire and would pay for.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And it's that story of all the people behind you, Dell, who started Lifestyles Unlimited, and all the people behind you that helped you and really pushed you forward and gave you what you needed to be able to do that property. Right. So tell me.
And you mentioned earlier that I did not have 30 years experience, but I did have people with 30 or more years experience behind me. And that is the key, is that all the mentors and members together has a lot more than 30 years of experience together as a cumulative experience. And that's how I was able to go from a nobody to a winner of these operating at the national level. So, you know, pointing to experience, I didn't have it, but I was able to gain it, or it brush off on me enough to be able to accomplish that with my property.
That is huge. Hey, folks, so glad you're with us today. I want to encourage you to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, and you can sign up for the workshop coming up, freeworkshoplivestream.com. I'm doing the one on Tuesday. Here's one of the benefits of joining Lifestyles Unlimited. You can actually meet people like Hi. When we do case studies, he is here all the time. And so you can come and actually meet him when he's here. The lead investors, you get to. We have opportunities like road shows where you go out and actually look at properties like Hi's. And it is that whole idea of learning from success. And we want you to be successful. We want you to be able to change your life with financial freedom. Glad you're with us today. Thank you so much, Hi Lei, for being with us today. And you guys have a great rest of your evening.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.